Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The week ended with a focus on the economy, just like every other day this week and most days in the young Obama administration. Speaking with an eye on the deepening recession, President Obama remains confident, though, that the U.S. will, quote, get through this, unquote. After a White House meeting with his economic advisor and former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, President Obama acknowledged that this sour economy is causing a lot of hardships for many, many Americans.
We've got to get through this difficult period. And look, there are a lot of individual families who are experiencing incredible pain and hardship right now. If you've been laid off your job, if you've lost your home.
The president says his infusion of government money into the economy, both on Wall Street and through the stimulus package, will help to solve the economic crisis, but he says it's not going to happen overnight. He says Americans must remain patient.
We've got some significant problems that have been built up over a long period of time. There was a lot of over-leveraging that was taking place in the financial system.
The president says that he remains confident in his economic stimulus package to the tune of $787 billion signed last month.
What we need to do is to make sure that we're putting in the pillars economically to deal with the short-term emergency, to stabilize the economy, and to put in the foundation for long-term economic growth.
But critics of the Obama administration point out that the White House has not ruled out the idea of a second massive economic stimulus package, which some congressional Democrats are already openly touting, perhaps to the tune of $500 billion once again. Obama says, though, that what he wants is a return to solid economic fundamentals.
The days when we are going to be able to grow this economy just on an overheated housing market or people spending, maxing out on their credit cards, those days are over.
The president says he doesn't want to see the economy have to come back only on the strength of some economic bubble that will only burst again down the road. Obama's chief economic advisor says the U.S. must also break an excess of fear about the deepening recession. In a Washington speech, Larry Summers argued that there is one enduring lesson in the history of financial crises. They all end. He blamed the economic crisis in part on, quote, an abundance of greed and absence of fear on Wall Street. When things went sour, Summers stressed that greed gave way to fear, and fear begets fear. Summers, who was Treasury Secretary in the Clinton administration, says Obama's aggressive response will put the national economy on a firmer foundation in coming years. Of course, prior to the passage of the stimulus plan, Obama was the one out on the stump, pointing out that the economy would head off a cliff if, in fact, significant action such as the stimulus package wasn't taken. Meanwhile, Amtrak will get $1.3 billion from the economic stimulus that President Obama signed last month. The grant award was unveiled by Vice President Joe Biden, who regularly rode the Amtrak rails between D.C. and his home in Delaware during a 36-year career in the U.S. Senate. Biden said Amtrak has not received enough federal support for years. He noted that more than 28 million passengers ride Amtrak every year and about 500,000 riders per week. The U.S. trade deficit shrank more than expected in January. The Commerce Department says the monthly trade gap was down 9.7% to $36 billion. That's compared to the $38 billion gap Wall Street had been expecting. It's a record sixth straight month of trade deficit decline, which reflects just how bad the economic conditions are everywhere. Over the past year, the U.S. trade gap has declined more than 39%. China is worried about the U.S. economy and its vast holdings in the American bond market. Chinese Premier Wen Xiaobo says he expects to see results from President Obama's economic recovery plan. He also expressed concern over U.S. deficit spending and near 0% interest rates. He stated the latter will erode the value of China's huge U.S. bond holdings. China is the biggest holder of U.S. government debt and has invested nearly 70% of its $2 trillion portfolio in dollar assets. He expressed some worries about the security of those investments and asked the U.S. to, quote, maintain their credit worthiness, keep their promise, and guarantee the safety of Chinese assets. Stocks meandered near the break-even point on Friday after three straight days of rallies on Wall Street, but they still ended in positive territory. The Dow finished up 54 points Friday to finish at 7224, the S&P 500 up 6 to end the day at 757, NASDAQ closed the week at 1432 after a rise of 5 points on Friday. It's the middle of March, but Minnesota still does not have a new United States senator, but it might be getting closer. Final arguments made Friday before a three-judge panel on the contesting of the recount results filed by former Republican Senator Norm Coleman. Coleman's attorney Ben Ginsburg says he doesn't know how the panel will rule, but either way, he says Coleman has grounds for appeal.
Both sides have come down at the end of the day to concluding that this system, as good as it may be, is not accurate enough to determine who won this election, and that many still wrongly rejected absentee ballots should be opened and counted.
Kevin Hamilton, the attorney for Democratic challenger Al Franken, says his client has clearly won and should be allowed to begin his U.S. Senate term. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll find out exactly what North Korea is up to with its upcoming rocket launch when we're joined by Bruce Klingner of the Heritage Foundation. And up next, why the real progress with stem cells is coming through adult stem cells. Stay with us.